You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to go into our sight loss story feature, where we speak to blind and partially sighted people about their sight loss journeys. Today, we are joined by Adam Woodmason. Adam, thank you for joining us.
No worries at all. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you have a certain type of optic neuropathy. Can you tell us a little bit about how this condition affects you and how what it was like when you were first diagnosed?
Oh, unfortunately, it's the blood I'm not getting up to the optical nerve, so I lost the blood going up to there. So it's that my peripheral vision all depends what I'm looking at, and as I was lost the sight out of the two eyes at two different times, so they're giving me two different outcomes what I'm looking at. So sometimes it gives me the right reading, and sometimes they do give me the wrong information what I'm looking at, or from the distance. Sometimes I think it's far away, next thing I know it's right on top of me, because the eyes haven't gave me produced the outcome of what I'm looking at, really.
What did you find when you were adapting to living with this condition and your level of sight loss? What did you find helped you the most to adapt to doing things differently?
I'm adapting that all every day, really. It's just trying to speak to fellow people who are partial sighted and sight impaired, and to try get much information from them, and hopefully that will help me on my journey.
Now, you yourself have a big passion for drama. Can you tell us a little bit about how that started and how that came about?
Yeah, it started, I joined the group some years ago. When I first moved up to my area, it must be about 7 years ago now. And this drama group is made up of partial sighted and sighted impaired people. And so we have about up to 10 people attend this, either with white canes, or sometimes the person who's taking part in the drama session with guide dogs. It's open house to anybody who's got a sight condition, really.
Are there any particular dramas you like to work on, or any particular types of dramas you like to work on?
It's just all that improvisation, really, of how we as a group adapted to each situation. The person who does the group does it all different workshops from the different things in the what drama makes up, really. So we do doing the role play, and sometimes we do the body movement or what comes with it, or sometimes the ugly thing of the singing part of it.
Have you practiced script-based drama as well as improvised, and do you have a preference between the two if you have practiced both?
We haven't done from a script, but we have done plays with a script, which the lady who runs our drama group has written for us. Last year we were managed to put this together and put it live out to our audience.
So when it comes to your favourite dramas that you've taken part in as part of your club, what would be your favourite?
I would say this current one, really. It was all based on when Ipswich, where I'm currently living, we had a radio station called Radio Orwell, and that was based on roughly the time when that came into the country, and it was when the female generation was trying to get back to work, but unfortunately certain gentlemen in their organisations don't want this person to come into their world.
Have you ever thought of creating your own drama, or has this club inspired you to come up with your own ideas for stories?
It has. I think it will take a lot of patience and driven, but at this time of speaking to you, I don't think I will be able to achieve it.
Based on your own kind of experiences of adapting to life with sight loss and, you know, doing various things that you enjoy, what would be your advice you would give to other blind and partially sighted people who may be at the start of their sight loss journey?
I would say reach out to the RNIB and also speak to your local site organisation.
Fantastic. Adam Woodmason, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.